Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. And today's topic is why you don't want to work for free or for testimonials. I see this a lot. Where people will either barter, which means you're exchanging services, or working for free to get experience or confidence or for a testimonial. And I am somebody who is not an advocate for any of that. And here's why. If you don't value yourself and charge something for your expertise, nobody else is going to value it either. So I am not a fan of working for free, working for testimonials, or, you know, bartering. When it comes to bartering, as I mentioned, it's where you exchange services. Somebody is always on the short end of the stick when it comes to bartering. Somebody's services are worth more than the other. So you have to look at it that way. And instead, maybe just pay each other the same amount so it zeroes it out instead of bartering, because bartering can cause some animosity, especially if one party feels they're taken advantage of over the other. Better thing to do is just, you know, pay each other $50, and that way, you know, they pay you, you pay them, and it's a zero, but at least you have put some skin in the game. That's the other thing. When you're working for free, a lot of times the people don't have skin in the game. They're not paying for your services. And it could become quite a nightmare because they're going to ask for everything under the moon and the sun for you to do for free to get a testimonial. And I have heard horror stories where people have done free work for somebody for a testimonial, and they hold the testimonial hostage until they get everything that they want. Now, that's obviously, you know, the exception, not the rule, but it could definitely happen. So don't work for free. Charge something. Charge a discounted rate if you're just getting started and you just need to get some experience. But don't do it for free. Don't barter, unless, of course, you're going to pay each other the same amount. And don't do it for a testimonial. You should get a testimonial for the work that you do, but you should still be paid for it. So one of the things I recommend if you're, you know, new to the industry, or maybe you're offering a brand new service that you've never offered before because maybe you just got training on it, or it's something you did, you know, you learned over a period of time and you want to add it to your business, do what I call a launch special. Now, I have a podcast and a blog all about these, but it talks to you about the benefit of launching something new and giving a discounted rate to X number of people for X amount of time. So at least you're getting paid for the work that you do, because as a service provider, we're paid for our expertise. You want to be paid. You don't want to work for free. Your knowledge and your expertise is worth more than a testimonial. The other thing is I know you can't get confidence without experience. And so one of the things that is hard for people is to, you know, sell their services if they've never sold that service before. Still, you can even charge a heavily discounted rate, but charge something for, you know, the graphic that you're doing or the website that you're building or whatever it might be. And then make sure that you do get a testimonial as part of the deal. You give them a discounted rate and you get a testimonial from it as well. It's a win-win. They get what they need. They're paying a discounted rate. You're getting paid for your expertise, plus you're getting that testimonial. And then on a side note, I've noticed as of late, there's a lot of these new VA coaches and trainers coming in with unpaid internships. So let me just speak to that for a minute. I mean, there's value to that, but you need to understand who is benefiting the most from that relationship. Is it you as the unpaid intern, or is it the business owner? There are some laws here in the United States, I can't speak outside the US, that govern whether an unpaid internship is legal or not. So if you are looking to do an unpaid internship, I highly recommend that you do your homework. I've included a link in the description of this podcast that kind of goes over unpaid internships.
just go in with your eyes open so you're not taken advantage of. If you're helping, you know, line the pockets of the business owner and you're not really getting anything out of it, then that's not right. That's unethical. But go in and understand, because as I said, there are times when an unpaid internship might work for both parties as long as they're both benefiting, and not one over the other. And I believe, again, you'll have to look at the article, it makes it very clear who should, you know, who should benefit and how it works. So that seems to be a popular thing right now in the industry. Just do your homework, especially in the U.S., because obviously it's going to be different wherever you might be, whatever your home country is. But it's all about being knowledgeable in what's right, what's wrong, because there are a lot of people in the industry that will just take your money, and that's all they're interested in. They're not interested in your success or your well-being. So just go in with your eyes open. Anyway, so don't work for free. Check out my launch specials. Podcast and blog, it'll walk you through how to set those up and make some money for your expertise, even if you're brand new. Get that experience, get that testimonial, and then as you get more confidence, you can then just go to your full rate. So you might maybe do a launch special for two clients. You don't have to do it for all of them, just so you can get some confidence and your feet underneath you, so you have the confidence, if you will, to charge what you're worth. So I hope you found this helpful. Please subscribe if you're not a subscriber. I release these every week. This is my No Fluff podcast. You can find me on all of the popular podcasting platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and many more. Just search for the VA Tips and Tricks an advice podcast and you will find me. I'd love for you to subscribe. Also, would love to hear from you. If you have any comments, please feel free to leave them below. And thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.